Now, D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. Now, I'd like to tell you how Mrs. Weber, out in Nevada, heard the exciting news that does everything best. She was doing her housework the other day.
I think I'll see what's on the radio.
Does everything and does it best.
Bet they couldn't prove that.
Actual tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved it.
Wonder if my soap was tested.
Leading soaps of every kind were included. Bars, chips, powders. All were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, along with greatest safety for colors. Only Does, the new kind of soap, had a perfect score on the whole combination.
Well, some soaps must have been as good as Does.
Compared to Does, each of those soaps missed out on one or more things. Suds for cleaning, whiteness, or safety to colors. But Does led the field on all three counts combined. It actually takes better care of the delicate colors you wash, leaves them brighter so your pretty slips and blouses last longer.
Well, I want my towels white, too.
And Does washes towels and linens whiter than soap after soap. Really dazzling white. And work shirts, they...
Oh, they're the real job.
No soap scored higher than Does for getting work clothes clean without hard scrubbing.
Maybe Does really has something.
You see, that's how Mrs. Weber heard the news about Does. For whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors combined, Does tested best. So change to Does, the new kind of wash day soap that does everything and does it best. And now Does invites you to visit the Goldbergs. If someone had told Mike Hilton that he would become the silver lining to the clouds hanging over Molly, he would have laughed. But that's exactly what seems to be happening. When Joe Ellis announced he was going to the police, it looked as if nothing could keep Mary from a prison sentence for taking the $25,000 from Mike originally. And then Molly hit on the idea of getting Jacob Goldberg, a Greensville tailor, to call the house. Joe picked up the phone, heard Jacob Goldberg, and rushed off thinking it was Molly's Jake with the $25,000. As soon as Joe left the house, Mike urged Mary to leave until the storm blew over. But Mary's loyalty to Molly keeps her rooted to the house. Listen.
Sit down, Mrs. Goldberg.
Mike, what's all the sense of all this talk?
You should have consulted me before you pulled this gag.
Why can't we all leave before Joe Ellis comes back?
Oh, yeah? And leave me holding the bag?
Why don't you go with Mary and come with us, Mike?
Walk out on a pal? Not me. Tell me. Tell me just what you did and how you did it, Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, Joe said he was going to the police to report Mary.
You did it for Mary, yeah? Go on.
Well, I wanted to keep him from going, to delay him, so I could have a little time to think.
Yeah?
Well, you know what I did.
Yeah, but I want to hear it again.
Well, so I looked in the telephone book, in the Greensville telephone book, and I looked up to see if there was any Goldbergs in the book.
And you found a Jacob Goldberg.
Yes.
So
I called him, and I told him to call this number, which he did.
And Joe fell for it.
Yeah, but Mary, you don't have to be here when Joe Ellis comes back.
That's what I've been telling her.
Please, Mary.
No.
Why can't you trust me to take care of Mrs. Goldberg?
Where'd I go? I'd only be running away.
Take the train. Take the train to Lastonbury. Go to Lastonbury, Mary. Go into my house and stay there until I come home.
Why don't you, Mary? When your mother comes home, I'll tell her where you are, and maybe we'll have a reunion in Lastonbury. Is there a little church there, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes.
Yeah, will you listen to me, Mary? Believe me, I'm giving you good advice. Get a few things together. I'll call a cab for you, put you on a train, and you can keep calling me. Call me here. I'll tell you how things are going.
What about you, Mrs. Goldberg, when Joe comes back?
Oh, I'll get to them in a minute.
Why don't you come with me? Because I have to find Mr. Goldberg first, Mary, before I know what happened. How can I go? I have to know what's what and what.
Will you do as you're told, Mary? Will you think of your mother at this moment and spare her?
How'll I be sparing her, Mike, if Joe goes to the police?
Maybe he'll never get to the police. How can you tell?
You'll be getting yourself in trouble.
I won't do him no harm if that's what's worrying you.
Go, Mary. Be sensible. Rosalie, go up with Mary and put her in a valise.
Just throw a few things in a bag and make it snappy.
Come, Mary.
Rosalie, maybe you and Uncle David will also go home to Lastonbury.
No, Ma, no.
Now, there's no time for that. Now, step on it.
Go, Mary, please.
I don't
Rosalie,
care,
go. Please.
Now, what am I going to do with you?
Whatever you say, Michael. I'm putting myself in your lap.
You are, huh? You think I'm all right now, huh?
I do.
Why?
Well, if she wasn't all right, not only all right, but very wonderful, would you try to help Mary?
That's because she's Elsie's daughter. You're nothing but a nuisance. So what am I supposed to do with you?
I'm in your hands, Michael. Advise me. Help me find Mr. Goldberg, Michael. Now that you know what it means to love somebody, you know better how I feel now. Without Mr. Goldberg, my life would be null and void. Do you know where he could be? Could you know what happened to him, Michael?
If it's here in Greensville, the police could help you.
Should I go to the police?
How long would it take Mary to get to Lassenberry?
Well, maybe a day or a little over.
Well, wait. Wait until she gets there, and then we'll see.
Rosalie? Belle?
She getting ready?
Yes.
Rosalie, if you have a pencil, you can scribble a few words to Bertie to introduce Mary.
Do you think we should, Ma?
Why not? It wouldn't hurt. Here. Here's a pencil.
And here's paper, Rosalie. Scribble right.
Sit here.
It's all right.
You ready, Rosalie?
Yes, but, Ma, I wouldn't write too much.
I'm not going to write too much. I'm going to write to whomever concerns, and to introduce Mary. I'm going to write much. I'm not going to write much. All this comes to writing in my nervous condition.
All right.
Ready?
Mom. Yes.
So write. Dear Bertie.
What a name, Bertie. Does she look anything like a name?
She's very charming.
Only she talks too much.
Maybe she's got the right name.
What do you mean?
Bertie, the carrier pigeon.
Why, Rosalie, remember when Papa once said the same thing, huh?
Yes, Ma.
He did?
Yeah.
So we both got the same humor, huh?
Yeah.
just let's get Mary out of this, and then we'll go hunting for your old man, okay?
Okay, K.O., yes. What did you write, Rosalie?
Dear Bertie,
yes. This is to introduce my friend, Mary Warren, whom I met on the bus.
You don't have to give her that whole spiel, do you?
So don't give the whole spiel. Mark out. Say, maybe not. Wait, hold, Rosalie. Hold.
Just ask her to give Mary the key to your house and...
To give Mary the key to the house and also ask how Seymour is feeling.
Yeah, that's the kid that bollocks up the whole works, huh?
Seymour is Bertie's brother.
I don't care who he's related to. He's a dumb dope anyway.
Well, better don't write anything, maybe, Rosalie.
Why, Mark?
Because Seymour knows Mary, and it'll be better maybe if I talk person to person, and I'll be able to explain about you, Michael, since my impression now is so vice versa.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, it's getting...
Mary, will you step on it?
Oh, I'll go up.
Maybe I should give Mary a hand.
No. It's okay, Mrs. Goldberg. Mrs. Goldberg, you know something?
What, Michael?
For a nuisance... You ain't a half-bad day.
What do you mean, half-bad?
I mean you're all right, Mrs. Goldberg. You're a good egg. Like this interest now you have in Mary. After all, you only met her on the bus.
Well, what difference, Michael, if you know a person is short for a long time? A good person you find out in a short time, and good people have, they have a bond with each other.
I don't know. Maybe I just never experienced things like that. Not until I met Elsie, anyway. Ever since I met Elsie, it's like I got a pair of glasses or something for the first time. Things I never seen before, I see pretty good now, and things I only saw kind of dimly.
Yeah.
Well, they seem way up close now.
Yeah. Maybe Elsie is not making such a mistake in you, Michael.
You really mean that, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well... This is not a moment for false compliments, Michael. Not at all.
Already?
Are you ready, Mary?
Yes.
All right.
Well, now say goodbye.
I told Mary to go right to Bertie's house.
And don't tell Bertie too much. Just say you're a friend of mine, and she'll give you my key, and I'll call her later.
Thank you, Mrs.
All right, all right. Now, no mush. Now, goodbye, and let's go and get a cab.
All right. Goodbye, Mary,
goodbye.
Dear. Goodbye. And
I don't know if this is what I should be doing.
Please, Mary, this is what you should be doing.
Are you coming?
Yeah.
Goodbye. If there's any mail from Lenny, will you forward it to me?
Yeah, I will. And just let me see you on the other side of the door already. Please, Mary.
What's that?
What's that?
It's a taxi cab stopping.
Is it Joe?
Yes.
Oh,
mine. Get in your room. Maybe there's a window that leads out on the porch.
Come into my room. Come into my room.
Joe?
Yeah, Joe. Where is she?
Take it easy, Joe.
I'll take it easy. Where is she?
Joe, will you use your head?
Get her for me.
Not until you cool off. Sit down.
Get her out here.
That's what I'm going to do, but give yourself a chance.
I'll murder her, Mike, making a monkey out of me.
Would you rather be a live monkey than a dead genius?
Ah, cut the philosophy and get her out here. What's that?
Oh, just a cab.
What are you grinning about, Mike?
I'm just feeling good.
Yeah? Why?
I did my good deed for the day. That's why.
Whew, that was a close shave. As Joe shaves, as Joe comes in the front door, Mary goes out the back. But Mary's escape, added to Molly's trick, is unfortunately only adding fuel to Joe's fire, which is already well underway. There's danger ahead. Now, I always say when you start something, finish it. Take the terrific news I've been telling you about Dove. Tests against 25 different wash day soaps prove Dove does everything in your wash and does it best. Well, that's just the beginning. Because listen, this new kind of soap does everything best in your dishpan, too.
Oh, look, you can't expect me to swallow all that.
But it's been proved. None of the 25 soaps tested can match all Dove does for dishes. Only this new kind of soap gives you this combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to your hand.
You sure about that?
Sure, I'm sure. You can see for yourself in your own dishpan why against soap after soap, Dove gives more suds faster. Suds that last, so you don't have to keep adding more soap. Dove goes to work on grease quicker, too. There's no need for any hard scouring. Yet Dove proves kinder to hands. It leaves your hands wonderfully smooth. You see, in the dishpan, too,
does everything best.
Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, D-U-Z, does. Mike has bitten off more than he can chew. And Joe is the first to realize it. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Dove, the soap that does everything best. Don't stop saving used kitchen fats. Keep used kitchen fats. Keep on saving used fats until J-Day, the day Japan surrenders.